Warning, this podcast is intended for mature audiences only. The podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. Your personal discretion is advised.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up. Daryl's dead. Welcome to The Shooting Dead. Ben, that's our first intro, now that this is its own separate tiny little episode. What did you think of the new intro?
I was really confused at first, because I didn't know where this was going, and then you made a prediction, so...
No, that's, I just said that he's already dead. I think every week I'll just say that.
He's already dead in the inside.
Yeah.
But for clarity's sake, Daryl is actually still alive.
He's very much alive.
For now.
Very much alive. So that's good news. In fact, all of our friends are alive, Ben. All of our cartoon pals made it out of there. I would like to tell you, we've already discussed this, the opening scene genuinely and truly petrified me. I genuinely felt fear and distress. And then it was ruined by something dumb. So let me paint the picture real fast, get your thoughts, and then I want to talk about something, like the only part of the episode that was dumb. So they line up 8 people in front of a trough, 4 of which are Glenn, Daryl, Rick, and who's that black guy? Bob?
Yeah. Bob.
And then the other 4 are just 4 other random dudes, until you realize that on the far end is, I think his name was Sam. He was the hippie who in last season, Rick and Carol stumbled across, and then the girlfriend got eaten. What I didn't expect was them to start the episode walking up behind him, hitting him in the back of the head with a baseball bat, and then slitting his throat open.
And actually showing it,
and then dumping him in a trough, and then doing it to the next person, and then 2 more, and then you get to Glenn, and he's about to conk Glenn with the bat, and in walks Garrett. Let's stop right there, because I want to talk about the only part of the episode that pissed me, that like I just hit, it blew my mind. So how were you feeling during that start?
That was literally one of the first times in a while I've literally been glued to the TV. I don't care what was going on outside. I don't care what was going on outside of my room. I could not just turn away from that. It was incredible. It was very intense. It was very... I'm trying to look for the word to say.
It was so businesslike.
With the
cold-bloodedness with which they were just murdering people was terrifying. Like yeah. It was like, you know, slaughtering a pig or slaughtering cattle. Like
yeah, they thought nothing of it. They just hit them in the back of the head, slit their throats, and on to the next guy.
Which spoiler alert, they're cannibals. So there's that. That even though they didn't come out and say it, I'm pretty sure
Giant torso, the human torso,
yeah,
right there.
They were hanging a meat rack full of human torsos, and then they were cutting up who turned out to be Gareth's brother. So he got shot, and they were just like, well, he'll be delicious. So these were bad people. The Terminus people were bad people. We always knew they were. That's not surprising. But then Carol just kind of is Rambo now, Ben.
I'm okay with that.
I guess that's a thing we're going with.
I'm really okay with that. I mean, it's just like, if you've ever seen character development in a show, you've never seen it until you've watched The Walking Dead and experienced Carol.
I mean, she shoots a gas tank, launches a bottle rocket at it, and that motherfucker blows up. She also manages to get a herd heading towards Terminus, which I thought was fun. I was pretty on board with all of it. So we want to just kind of open with, I guess, the intro. I would just like to say that I love this episode. I actually been afraid to watch it a second time because it was so good. I'm afraid that if I watch it again, maybe it won't be as good. But man, was it good.
Probably one of the best that they've had so far. Easily one of the best. Top 5.
I would say so. So I would like to also talk about Carol, not just sort of her ass kickery. So she covers herself in zombie goop. She walks in with this herd of zombies after causing a huge explosion. And she's just like shooting Terminus residents as she's walking. So she's walking with the zombies, and she's just shooting Terminus people. A woman was getting her face eaten off. Gnarly stuff. Good stuff. But then she's just, like, ducking in and out of doorways. There's no one, like, running around. Like, there's no one in any of the corridors. Carol's just like, doo-doo-doo. She's just popping in and out. Oh, fuck. Ben, I'm sorry. I skipped what I wanted to talk about that sucks, and I just thought...
Yeah, you said something got you kind of wild.
Right, so they wind up, like, they're going to hit Glenn with the baseball bat while he's hanging over the trough, and the four guys
twice.
In front of him. Yeah. Actually, it's three times. Because he does raise up the bat a third time, even though he doesn't take a swing and get interrupted. So the first time he goes to do it, I was stressed out. I was like, oh, God. I was like, really? Is this how it's going to go down? Like, they're going to take Glenn right away like this? I was like, and then the other three are going to get out? And I was like, oh, fuck that noise. And then it didn't happen because Gareth walks in, and he's all fucking Johnny Business, and he's like, He, like, licks his pen, his feather pen. He dips it in some fucking ink, and he's like, oh, what do we have here? And then here – so this isn't what I hated, but it was weird. Why did he know Bob's name?
He must have learned it somehow.
But don't you think it was interesting that he didn't know any of the other ones' names, but he knew Bob's name?
Well, he knew Rick.
No, he didn't know Rick by name.
He
called him Ringleader. No, I never called him Rick.
Oh.
I don't think he called him Rick at all. I think he's never called him Rick, but he knew who Bob was.
Unless maybe somebody said, hey, Bob, and he just overheard it when they were talking to him.
Yeah, that could be, I guess. Maybe I'm looking too much into that. Anyway, so then they wind up to hit Glenn again after he's in there, and then you hear some gunshots, and they stop again. So now that's the second time that you thought they're going to knock out Glenn. And then I'm like, oh, all right, that's enough. And then he winds up a third time, and then the explosion happens outside that Carol set off with a bottle rocket. I hated that.
So, Lou, let me ask you real quick, is that foreshadowing?
Yeah, it is. Or, no, it's either foreshadowing or just kind of like a playful nod. Like, they wanted us to think that Glenn was going to get killed with that baseball bat.
Well, no, because of what happens in the comics.
Right.
I mean, is that foreshadowing for what might happen later on?
Well, maybe, but also I think they could have just been playing on the fact that we all thought that that's what was going to happen. So they wanted to open the season and let those of us who are also comic book nerds about it think that that's how Glenn was going to go down, was in Terminus, getting baseball batted to the head and slid open like a pig. But you know what was foreshadowing scene in that, though, was when, maybe he does call him Rick. Maybe Gareth does call him Rick, because he asks him what's in the bag that he buried right before they went into Terminus. And Rick tells him that there's guns, and then he tells him that there's a red machete in there, and that that's what he's going to use to kill him. And that was badass. I loved that. He just look at him in the face, and he's like, and that's what I'm going to use to kill you. That's some foreshadowing. So Gareth is going to get macheted to death. FYI.
Maybe. I don't really watch The Talking Dead afterwards. I just caught like the first 5 minutes of it, though. But I forget who it was, but they made a really good point. I think it might have been Scott Gimple said that it was just... With Gareth coming in, it's like you transition from The Walking Dead to The Office. And you have, like, a fucking Jim and Dwight, like, interaction here. And it's... You're murdering people. And it's just like, yeah, well, how many did you get today? Okay, cool. Let me write this down. It's just like it's another day for him. Another hour goes by, doesn't even think about what's happening. And... You have to wonder, because when it gets to the end of the episode, because it has the then and the now, Gareth and the people that are in Terminus right now were never like that before. So it's very interesting to see how this really changes people. And obviously for the worse, but they've become so desensitized to human life that it doesn't even affect them, that they're slitting people's throats open right in front of them in a trough. And I think that's the most bone-chilling part about it. It's not the action that happened. It's how it was, I guess, seen from their eyes. They didn't think anything of it. The eight that are there obviously do. Well, four of them are dead. But they think nothing of a human life. And that, to me, is what is the scary part about it.
You're either the butcher or you're the cattle. That's what they said. That's their little That's their little mantra. That's what... Oh, when Carol and Mary have a showdown. Mary is the barbecue broad. They have a little showdown in the weird, creepy candle room. And when they're talking, that's what she says to Carol is, you're either the cattle or you're the butcher. And, you know, everybody makes choices. And so it's a good parallel to show what our group could become. But they have to keep their humanity. Although Rick, I don't know, Rick seems to be struggling with that quite a bit. Rick just kind of wants to kill everybody now, which is okay. It's nice to see that.
I have to ask you, when he gets the bag out and he's like, we're going to go back, would you have gone back?
I would have gone
back. To finish off.
See, now, here's the thing. I would have gone back only because I, from reading the comics, any time that you leave a loose end, it always ends badly. So I think that I have a really solid idea of what the next two episodes are going to be like. And maybe I'm wrong, but I feel pretty confident that I know what's coming in the next two episodes because of the comics. And they should have gone back and killed every last one of them. That was a big mistake.
That's exactly what I would have done.
And Tyrese should have killed that guy in the shed, who he absolutely did not kill.
He did.
He says he did. Never saw the body, did you? And he didn't let anybody go in there to check, did he?
Yeah, but I don't think that guy in the shed is going to be any significance regardless.
I don't know.
I mean, even if he is, he might get eaten by a walker. Not eaten, but at least bit by a walker.
Maybe.
Which I have to ask as well. That whole thing.
Which whole thing?
With the guy in the shed.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't feel like that was all necessary.
Oh, I loved that. I thought that was... I mean, that was some cool of my favorite stuff of the episode, was the shed.
I mean, it's cool when Tyrese comes in and just fucking uproots the guy and just, you know... German suplexism, sort of, like, or at least the front words. But I just didn't feel like it was that necessary.
I think that it's important because Tyrese was still so soft. And I think that the importance of the trip to Terminus and the whole reason the last half of season four needed to take place was because you needed to see that transformation from everybody. After everything was taken from them and they thought that they were, you know, that they were never going to see each other again. I think for Tyrese that he was still in that mode. And I think we needed to see him flip the switch. Carol flipped the switch. Everybody else flipped the switch. They were fashioning weapons in the train car.
I don't think that's necessarily true. With Rick, it is. With Rick, he's gone from, I need to find out what's going on, to, okay, I know what I'm going to do, it's a Rick-tatorship, to Farmer Rick, back to Rick-tatorship times 10. Everybody else has their means for survival and their reasons for survival. Rick goes above and beyond that, and that's not necessarily a good thing. Tyrese, I still think, is not going to change just because he may or may not have killed that guy. I still think Tyrese is the softest out of the four big badasses.
Yeah, he definitely is. It's not even close.
But that said, they're still going to do things that, you know, if it's kill or be killed. And when you saw the trailer for this season and you saw Rick shooting people like on that bridge, you're thinking, oh my God, something must really go down this season. And that happens in the first episode.
A lot of that trailer, that season 5 trailer, happens in the first episode.
I mean, that was just... It was a very jam-packed episode.
It was so jam-packed, we're not even going to be able to talk about all of it because we're almost out of time. And we have barely even hit the tip of the iceberg. So let's real quick cliff notes it from kind of where we're at. So Carol wanders in and out of Terminus looking for everybody. She stumbles upon Daryl's crossbow and a bunch of, you know, everybody's stuff. She grabs it. She goes into the other room, and there's Mary... and Mary pulls a gun on her, and then Carol whips around and machine gun shoots at her. Then they fight, and Carol gets the drop on old barbecue bitch, and barbecue bitch gives the deets on their disgusting habitat, and Carol shoots her in the leg. And because Carol's covered in walker guts, she opens the door, lets them eat Mary. It's gnarly. While that's happening, Rick and the group, Rick escapes from his handcuffs and stabs the two termite folks in the neck, which is gnarly. Then they all grab meat cleavers and just go running through Terminus. There are walkers everywhere. And then, let's see, Ben, what came after that? Oh, yeah, then then Rick watches as a bunch of Terminus people are walking by, and they're all hiding. And the guy who's the straggler, Rick, walks up behind him and stabs him in the neck and steals his machine gun and then guns down all of the Terminus people standing in front of him.
Rick just...
balls.
Yeah.
So that happens. Then they go to make their escape. And Rick keeps shooting as many Terminus people as he can, which, again, awesome. All of a sudden, Gareth appears up on the roof. Rick shoots him, I think, in, like, the shoulder, kind of clipped
him. Yeah, he shot him in the arm.
Yeah, clipped him in the arm a little bit and gave him enough time to get over the fence and make it to the woods. So everybody escaped. Oh, yeah. Well, first they went and saved their friends. It was very anticlimactic. It showed that Fat Mullet is useless. Because, like, a zombie came by him and he, like, pulled up his arms like a little princess. It was beautiful. I don't know if you remember that scene. I laughed out loud. And then Rosita came up and shot it in the face. But anyways, so everybody escapes. When they get into the woods, all of a sudden Carol appears. Norman Reedus gives one of the most beautiful faces I've ever seen in an emotional moment. It's just genuine joy and unadulterated bliss. It's awesome. It's by far the most beautiful moment of the episode. And he hugs Carol. Rick hugs Carol. It's beautiful because he exiled her, blah, 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 blah. And then she just looks at them and says, "You have to come with me." And then they go back to the cabin where Tyrese has presumably killed some redneck who tried to kill the baby. Boy, there was a lot in this episode, and we have barely touched any of it. Hopefully you watched it. If you're listening to this for a recap, we fucked up.
Also, Morgan...
Yeah, and then at the end, Morgan reveals himself. All right, so let's go out on this. When Morgan gets to the sign where Rick has written "No Sanctuary" on the Terminus map, and then in the trees going into the woods is like the X-Men symbol. It's like a circle with an X through it. Who do you think left those? That seems to be like the big buzz this week on Walking Dead Twitter and stuff is who left those?
Well, obviously it wasn't Morgan.
Well, no, because Morgan follows them. So my question is Rick leaving those? Or is that what Gareth and the gang of survivors from that are using to track Rick?
Well, I doubt that because they have not gotten out yet. I doubt it's either one. I honestly want to say it's tied to the people with Beth. I feel like that's the only thing that makes sense at this point. Because it wouldn't make sense for Gareth and that group, because they haven't even got out of Terminus. It wouldn't make sense for Rick, because he didn't have time to do it. And it's not Morgan, obviously, because Morgan's following it. I think it's the people with Beth.
Agree to disagree. I think it's either Rick or Gareth. I don't know. Agree to disagree. All right, quick predictions for this week. Go, Ben.
Well, we obviously see what happens to Beth. I think that's going to happen.
You think it's going to happen in episode two?
We'd have to,
Ben,
at least.
You ignorant slut.
I think that Rick and the gang are going to try to find some sort of shelter, but there's going to be an argument somewhere along the line. So I don't really know what to predict, honestly.
Ben, you vague bastard.
I don't know what to predict.
Eventually, this show is just going to be me just being mean to you. Here's what's going down. In this next episode, they're going to meet Father Gabriel, a priest guy, who is a bad dude. Well, he's not a bad dude. He just isn't a good dude either. Rick is going to take a few people for a run. Bob is going to be a part of that. Bob is going to get bitten. Bob is going to take over the Dale role from the comic books. He's going to know that he's bitten, not tell anybody, walk out into the woods. Gareth and his group of survivors are going to assume the role of the hunters from the comic books. So episode 2 and 3 will be the demise of Bob. Bob will be dead before we get to Beth in episode 4. Drop the mic.
So check in with us next Friday as we talk about episode 2 of The Walking Dead. So
come back to find out if Lou is right. Odds are, he's right.